Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for help keep America rolling along. And let's not forget all the people that are out there, the snowplow drivers, the over-the-road truck drivers. Appreciate the job you're doing to keep the roads open and products moving around. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode, CODE.com. It's Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have a couple of deaths that occurred yesterday. One of them, a legend in football, John Madden, dead at age 85. He will be missed.
He is missed. I would say that Fox has done a Fox Sports. Fox News,
yep,
has done a documentary on him, and it really spoke to football broadcasting before John Madden and then with John Madden, and how it has changed,
mm-hmm,
how football was announced. And it is his, kind of his life story, which is a remarkable story.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was kind of old school football, this is a tough one, but nonetheless, it is what it is, and he is missed. He was a legend, and you know that he was, because there were so many video games.
Yep.
And still are.
Yep.
Out there with his name on it.
Yep.
So that just tells you his fingerprints on, yep, on the sport.
Now, we also lost the former Senate Majority Leader for 12 years, Harry Reid, at age 82.
I can't say good things about Harry Reid. Certainly not like I could about John Madden. So I'll leave that to others. I had no use for Harry Reid. He did a lot for Vegas and whatnot, and for boxing, but I'll leave it at that.
Now, we had a fifth victim die in the Lakewood, Colorado shooting, so that now brings the total up to six, five victims plus the shooter.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I can't really figure out what is happening here.
Nope.
I mean, the shootings and the crime, I was just reading about a big, huge smash and grab thing in Palm Beach that happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure this out. Is the human experience so fragile and are people so angry for whatever reasons that this is what we do? I'm seeing a virtual collapse of civil society. It's decay.
Well, the key word was Palm Beach. Palm Beach is a very heavily blue county, and that city is a very heavy blue city. So if they're practicing what's going on in the other big blue cities around the country, I'm not surprised that it happened there.
Well, they hit a Hermes store and took $1 million worth of handbags.
Wow, good God. All right, well, very quickly, we talked on Monday about Omicron and how it was wreaking havoc with the businesses and events across America and how all these numbers had been jacked up and all that stuff. And I told you, it appeared to me as if we knew the flu was back. It appeared to me that if anybody had flu, same symptoms as COVID, that they were actually calling COVID flu or flu COVID. And son of a gun, if the CDC yesterday didn't come along and say something like that and roll the numbers back 50%.
You know, we spend billions, well, let's go to trillions of dollars in federal government that works through these agencies, especially here recently with all things having to do with COVID and pandemic,
yep,
for everybody to get it right, including this White House, who sold us on getting it right when that he was going to do a better job than Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And look how much we've gotten wrong.
Right.
So where's the reliance? Where's the trust? Because it's eroding faster than it can be broadcasted on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's remarkable.
Absolutely right. And I don't think it's going to get any better because these people, it's like the game you couldn't shoot straight again.
Well, Harry, you know, you got fools are going back to masks on January 1st.
All right, yep, I got you. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to go to break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to play something a little different right now.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
We'll be right back, everybody.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, you save money even more when you bundle it with your homeowners or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance. Bundle that together and you'll save even more money. Just go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Yep. The falling trend in retail gasoline has hit the bottom, and now we're going back up again. And I mean, we're going back up rapidly. It looks like as if we could be, by the middle of summer, retailing around $4 a gallon in most of the South. I hope not, but it looks like that's what's going to happen. Now, all Biden has got to do is go back to pumping more oil, drilling more oil, and doing what Trump did. And if he did that, gee, maybe we wouldn't have inflation.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have some inflation here, mostly because we have a supply chain problem.
Mm-hmm.
And when that is... that's happening. I don't see any cures yet on all things supply chain. Remember, the Biden administration was going to take all these steps and these measures to fix the supply chain problem, and they didn't.
Right.
It didn't change the conditions at all. So what needs to be one of the immediate solutions? Well, one of the immediate solutions is to bring as much manufacturing back, not just to the United States, but to this part of the hemisphere, to this side of the world.
Correct.
So if we, I don't really want to put it in Mexico, but, I mean, we can put it in a lot of it in Latin America and stabilize some of these countries in Latin America so they're not immigrating here. You know, and if so, there's a lot of other things that can necessarily be done so we can help with the inflation. But we don't have a strategic thinking operation in this administration.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not. You know, he relies on these cockamamie, you know, think tanks. And if you listen very carefully, some interesting things are happening. And that means that this administration is losing people. You know, we know that Kamala Harris is losing people on her team. There's some people that are getting ready to walk out of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You've even got CNN that is kind of pushing back. So we have an administration that's in chaos, and when that's in chaos, then it causes chaos that kind of just ripples across the United States, whether it's inflation, whether it's an energy policy, whether it's education, you know, all these kinds of things. And I guarantee you, Ron Klain doesn't even bother to have a conversation or advise Biden on some of the things that he should be advised on, because I think it's above, you know, Biden's mental acuity to process.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not in a good place. And we're not in a good place if for nothing else, just out of foreign policy, with what is happening in Russia, what is happening with the talks with the Iran nuclear deal, Ukraine. I mean, if this administration is not doing well, then it hurts everybody. And I think that's where we are. So I'm a little fearful of what 2022 is going to bring.
Now, we know who Rahm Emanuel is, correct?
Sure.
His brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, is a doctor. Is he in the administration in any form?
He's probably there as an advisor in HHS.
All right. He made a comment yesterday, and I'm going to repeat it exactly the way he said it. He said, no unemployment benefits should be given to anyone who's not vaccinated.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I know, but that's what he said.
I mean, there's lots of weirdos that are saying mm-hmm. things like that, but that's just typical.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's
one size fits all.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric from Tennessee.
Well, hello there, Tennessee.
Hey, I hope everybody had a blessed Christmas. Real quick, Ms. Denise, you guys were addressing issues about manufacturing base being brought back at least into this hemisphere. Yeah, it's all fine. This is my opinion. It's an opinion and a question. So that's all fine again, bringing that stuff back. Let's just, you know, for the sake of argument, stateside. That's real awesome. But what's happening now is if people really look into it and look at what's going on in their local congressional districts, and this goes for Democrats and GOP and Republicans,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of manufacturing companies that are being brought. Hey, we're going to be manufacturing all these green power tools and power equipment and mm-hmm. green. A lot of these companies are based in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
These companies are not American companies. And that while they're bringing jobs to the U.S., no, they're not. That money and revenue is going outside, out of CONUS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, recently Cuba, the island nation of Cuba, recently signed two Belt and Road agreements, initiative agreements, with communist Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Back in October was for fuel and oil resources, you know, that energy resources. And number two is for construction and, implementation of other social programs within the island nation. Now, here's the thing. if that's true, how is that going? That's bringing an infrastructure firmly into the Gulf region of this hemisphere. You got Venezuela, you got all the Colombia, parts of Central America, other parts around the Pacific coast of South America. They're all doing deals with the Chinese. How does that put us in a strategic, how should I say, what sort of strategic leverage are we going to have bringing manufacturing even into South and Central America? That's just a general question. You know, thanks for taking my call. Let me vent, sir, and ma'am, have a good day. Simplify.
All right. Thanks very much, Eric. Yeah, very good points. Go ahead.
Well, I wrote an article a couple of months ago about the collapse of our healthcare industry, and I didn't want to put out a panic there, but since I've posted it, I feel like it's becoming more true than I ever expected it to be. These COVID tests that this administration bought, and now we're going to distribute because we got all these people standing in these lines all over the United States to get a COVID test, you know, and then we have the rapid test at home, blah, blah, blah. Have you looked at it? They're made in China.
Right. And a lot of them are coming back with false negative or false positives.
Yes, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this administration opened an office in the White House called Made in America. Mm-hmm. What is it doing?
Nothing.
What is it doing? Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's lots of things. I mean, we can't even get certain ingredients for food or drinks because it comes from China.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just about getting parts for, you know, a car or an airplane.
Right.
Or toys or, you know, small appliances. This is virtually everything we touch has got something in China in it. And, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to find something that was virtually, completely 100% not made in China. So we have to do something.
Well, the one person that stands...
If we start weaning ourselves out of there, then all of a sudden these deals that China is making with all these countries, or all these countries are making deals with China, would change the paradigm completely.
And the one person who stood up again yesterday and said that to the world and the country was Senator Tom Cotton. He says we must do everything we can to stand up to China now and stop our reliance on China.
And so is Pompeo.
Yep. And they're right. They're true. It's true and correct. All right. We need to vote people in. It'll do that, though. That's where it starts.
That's right.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check her out and see what she's up to.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports are blaming staffing shortages for thousands of flight cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled due to surging cases of the Omicron variant. More than 2,000 have been delayed. This traveler telling Fox News he's planning ahead.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Tragedy strikes in Denver, Colorado.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations resuming on Tuesday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And remember, National Aviation Academy, their website is naa.edu, naa.edu, to find out more information about them. And I'll tell you where their campuses are, and here's more about them now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you and teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, which is what you're going to be doing at National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at in the Tampa Bay area, the other one in Concord, Mass., just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, you've heard me say this over and over again, and I will continue to say it. You should give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses and find out exactly what it is they do and what it is that you'll be learning to do. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Now, what will happen when you do that is you'll get a chance to meet students. You'll get a chance to meet some of the instructors. And you'll get a chance to talk to the money people that will tell you how you can apply for a student loan or how your GI benefits will work if you're a veteran. And by the way, if you're post 9/11 and you haven't used your benefits until now, everything will be taken care of. Your training will be paid for in full, and you'll be well on your way. Now, if you're a pre-9/11 veteran, you may have used some of your benefits already, so you may not have all of them left, but they will at least tell you what you do have left. And if you don't have enough, they'll help you get a student loan, which is what the civilians will be wind up doing anyway. They'll be getting a civilian loan. So, the number again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Well, U.S. and Russia are set to sit down January 10th for security talks about the Ukraine. U.S. and Russian officials will be holding those security talks to discuss the concerns that they have over each of their respective military activities, especially the Russians, and confront the rising tensions over the Ukraine that the two countries have. Now, you probably haven't heard this until now, but two American high-tech spy planes have just flown right over the Ukraine. Their mission was to map the nearby Russian army, and they did so, we're being told, without the Russians knowing they were anywhere around. This was a pair of the U.S. Air Force's best, absolute state-of-the-art best stealth surveillance planes that on Monday flew two different missions in two different directions over the eastern Ukraine, fewer than 40 miles from territory controlled by the Russian-backed separatists. This is a big deal. So we now know how they're set up and what they're doing. Now, remember the warship that's sitting in Cuba, Guantanamo, the USS Milwaukee, that all of their crew had tested positive for COVID, and they put into port there, and they're there quarantining on the ship? Well, it has a crew a little bit more than 100, and it was forced to pause its deployment rate last week because everybody on the ship tested positive for coronavirus. Now, you heard what Denise and I just said. The testing kits that the government got came from China. Many of these kits are showing a positive. When they're retested using something different, they're coming back negative. So these tests are showing a false positive. Isn't that nice? Again, more reason to stop doing business with the Chinese. You don't think they don't know this? Of course they do. And it's not the first time it's happened. Now, a new year is poised to bring some key changes for Air Force and Space Force personnel as the services look to control and continue to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Transition to a new force generation model, rolling out changes to their physical fitness programs to promote diversity, and a lot more coming in 2022. Again, we'll be watching to see how all of that plays out. Now, you might have heard me say back in hour number one, that the defense budget was signed. Now, the budget is adding a pay raise of 2.7% to the military pay. Here's the problem. Using the government's numbers, which I think are way low, the cost of living has gone up 6.8%. So you take 2.7%, subtract 6.8%, and you now show a negative 4.1%, or technically, the military is actually getting a pay cut of 4.1%. Unbelievable, huh? And the Federal Reserve set a target inflation rate of 2% year to year. But the inflation rate has increased for 9 consecutive months in 2022, higher than that each month. Of course, you have supply chain problems caused by COVID lockdowns, commodity prices, wage inflation to attract workers and demand for consumer goods. They're all drivers of inflation. And everything that you buy, regardless of where it's at, costs more money. Now, if we're buying gasoline for $3.18 a gallon, and that gasoline was $2 a gallon last year, that means it's up $1.18. Now, the fuzzy math will tell you, oh, that's only up 33 1/3%. Really? Really? Do the math again, and you'll find out it's up double that by any way of figuring it out. Rent's up. Electricity is up. Clothing is up. Groceries are up in general, canned goods. Meat is up. And, of course, used vehicles are up 31%. And I was talking yesterday to one of my friends that's in the car business, and he told me, he says, don't believe that 30% deal. He says cars that were selling for $5,000 a year ago are now going for $10,000. His words, not mine. That's where we're at. That's the real world. Not CNN or MSNBC or one of those networks. Okay, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away and tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh. This great SUV, far and away the leader in its class. Now, don't forget, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, a wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine. Now, it also has some other amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, that really feels good on my bad back when I get a chance to ride in it. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, active duty military veterans, and first responders, all located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan and MausAcura.com, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, the website to go. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, well, don't know where Chris Markowski is, but I know where Mary is. She's on the telephone line. What's going on, kiddo?
Hey, good morning. I did have a question.
Ask. Maybe I know the answer.
Maybe you do. In line with what Eric was talking about, in that companies that even hire in America, bring their companies to America, are owned by other countries. Lately, have you ever tried to buy tires lately? If
yeah.
you look at those tires, where are they made? But more importantly, the guy at Goodyear, where I bought my tires, said that his company was the only American owner anymore around. Everybody else is owned by foreign countries. Now, the Chinese, a long time ago, by law, you have to put where things are made.
Mm-hmm.
They even made a city called USA so that they could put made in USA on stuff made in China.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago, and going back even farther, when I was in high school, the first car I wanted to get was a car made in Japan called a Toyota. My dad was a World War II veteran who flew in New Guinea. So you can imagine what he was thinking when I'm trying to buy a car made in Japan. So my question is, how do you find out who owns these companies so that you're not buying from somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I can answer some of that. Okay, thank you, Mary. All right, first of all, Toyota has Toyota USA, and that's the American version of the Toyota Motor Company. Nissan has Nissan USA. Subaru has Subaru USA. Now, the reason they do that, pardon me, is because when they make the vehicles in America, they no longer have to pay the taxes as if they were shipping them in from overseas, which is a lot of money. So they did that so that they could be more competitive, number one. Number two, so they could have an American base. And a lot of companies are doing that. Let's say, just to use a name, Rockwell, which wound up, I think they did power tools. And they went from my old hometown of Syracuse, New York, and they went over to Japan. And then they came back to the United States as Rockwell USA, but they had been sold to a company overseas. Now, a lot of these companies also wind up in Mexico. So, tires, and I'll mention one company that I think was one of the last companies that were made in America when it came to tires, and that was Cooper Tires. They were made in Ohio. The reason I know that is because I used to drive by the plant on a regular basis, and I know right where the plant was. And they had a good tire. But then, just like everything else, they got bought by a foreign company. Now, they still make tires in the USA. They still have the company. It's still called Cooper Tires USA, but they're not owned anymore by the United States. And they do that, as I said, primarily for tax reasons. Now, that leads me to another question. Should we be giving these companies tax breaks to be able to do something like this? I say no. If you want to give somebody a tax break, how about giving a break to an American company that buys another American company and wants to expand, and they want to hire, say, 500 people, and they need that little extra capital to do it? And this is what I did when I was a town assessor in upstate New York and turned our town into a very thriving area. We charged the companies no tax for the first year, 25% the second year, 50% the third year, 75% the fourth year, and they didn't come up to full value or 100% until the fifth year. So they had 4 years to make money and do whatever they needed to do based on the plan that we put together. And it worked. It worked. Our little town went from 3,000 people to almost 7,000 people in that four-year window, that five-year window. And it was still growing when I left because of that. Of course, we knew we were going to get an interstate exchange off I-81, which we did. We knew that that was going to lead us probably to having maybe a shopping center or some things right off the interstate, which it did. And we were able to get the first Walmart Supercenter. Yep, Supercenter, back in the days when they were a whole lot different than what they are right now. But we got the first Walmart Supercenter in upstate New York, north of Syracuse, where I was at. But that's what we did. And it turned our little area into a thriving area, because all we had in our area was the neighboring town where just about everybody worked if they weren't in the farming business, with three nuclear plants on Lake Ontario. And that's where just about everybody worked because of the money they were paying and the benefits they were giving. Now, like I say, if you weren't doing that, you were pretty much working in the farming industry, or because we were on the lake, we also had a bunch of charter boats and that sort of thing, fish camps, where people would come up there from New York City and go out and go fishing, or in the wintertime, and go out and go hunting. But these are the ways and these are the things that can be done. And let's not forget, when it comes to gasoline prices, when it comes to prices in general, I don't need to tell anybody that's trying to buy a home that U.S. home prices surged 18.4% in October. I probably don't need to tell anybody about the CDC right now that's investigating 86 cruise ships amid the new COVID-19 outbreaks and debating what they're going to do there. And by the way, New York, something that's traditional during the holidays, the New York City Ballet canceled the remainder of the Nutcracker performance, which is a classic in New York City, attended by thousands of people who packed the theater to watch it every night from all around the country and all around the world. What a shame. Over the flu. And I'll say it again, Omicron is no different than the flu. Think about that as we go to break. We're coming back with our friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, going to talk about a lot of things. So get your pencil and pad out. Get ready to take notes. Meantime, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.